Sims only yesterday. In the first of our articles about Perton's old shops, we focus on Ted Titmuss, who supplied most of the products to keep the village going. Paraffin, wallpaper, and the short back and sides. Until the late 1950s, there were six shops in Perton, five of which were within a stone's throw of the village pond. Imagine the junction where Cromwell Way now leads off the High Street. No Cromwell Way, just a track between the gardens of the houses on either corner. Both gardens later to lose some land when Cromwell Way and Bunyan Close were built. The rough track between these two corner houses led to a gate, and beyond the gate were the meadows belonging to Fred Whedon of Cromwell Cottage. On the other corner stood the ironmonger's, the multi-purpose shop belonging to Ted Titmuss. This is now the home of Val Guess and Roger Blackburn, number 73 High Street. Imagine it as Ted's ironmonger's. In other words, take away the present front porch and side extension, but add to it most of the pair of houses just in Cromwell Way, number 69 and 71. Until the mid-1920s, it had been one of the many village pubs. Blacksmith's Arms, run by Frank, in brackets, Backy Titmuss. The name of the pub almost certainly grew from the blacksmith's just a few yards further along the street, next to Harold Massam's house. This had been a pub since around 1830, run by the O'Dell and Chamberlain families. The pub sold a number of items, including cigarettes, presumably accounting for the owner's nickname of Backy. And when the premises passed to Frank's son, Ted Titmuss, Ted decided to convert it into a shop, mainly ironmongery. Here the ironmongers come general store remained from 1927 until Ruth Titmuss finally sold it in 1964. It finally closed down a couple of years later. For 40 years, Ted and his wife Ruth served the village. There can hardly be a villager who lived in Perton at that time who does not still have something from the hardware stores. Irene Burton from Danefield Road still has a grater that she and Roy bought when they first set up home in the village just after the war. But Ted sold almost everything that you can associate with an old-fashioned hardware shop, and his catchphrase was, "If I haven't got what you want today, I'll have it for you tomorrow." With the shop door opening onto 73 High Street, same as the present inn door to number 73, one entered into an array of domestic work and do-it-yourself items. Part of the premises were for keeping stock, part the home of Ted, Ruth and daughter Vera. Running from the corner premises to the house which is now number 69 High Street, although it seems in Cromwell Way, was a place to get one's hair cut or have a shave. This was a sideline that Ted had inherited from his father. Barry Simmons of Davis Crescent, like many others who lived in the village at the time, recalls it so well. "Oh yes, I can clearly remember going into the rather dark room and sitting on the board which Ted rested on the arms of the chair when a youngster came in. A haircut then cost threepence." So most long-time inhabitants of the village remember going to him to be tidied up. Vera Ferrer recalls going for a semi-shingle cut and saying to him, "That's enough, don't cut off any more." But he often did just a little. Most village worthies seem to have had nicknames, many for reasons that are lost in the mists of time. Frank Titmuss had been known as Ted Darkey. Irene Burton remembers that Ted, Frank's son and the owner of the hardware stores since 1920, was fondly known by a name as La-Di-Da, from his delightful habit of singing this catchphrase as he went to his shed to get the customers' purchases. Both he and his wife always worked in the shop. No assistants were employed, for Ted and Ruth did the lot themselves. Cigarettes and a few sweets were sold there, but as far as their daughter Vera Thrussell, now living at number 61 High Street, recalled recently, those were days when you did not try to compete with other shops nearby. There was a kind of agreement as to who sold what. No doubt this was part of the community spirit which contrasts with the cutthroat business in towns that we see so much of today. Vera still has a ledger belonging to her father in 1964, indeed the last ledger used before he sold the shop. In the ledger are the names of some of his major village customers, names like Milner Davis of 21 High Street, 29, 8 High Street, sorry, Claude Ferry of Faverall Lane, Laurie Franklin of Walnut Tree Farm, Ernie Haworth of 49 High Street, Jay Thrussell of the Orchard Little Lane, Phil Walker of Royal Oak Lane, and F. Wheaton of Cromwell Farm. A glance at some of the items supplied to one of these in July 1964 gives a measure of the range of items stocked in the hardware shop. Broomhead, 4 and 6 pence, 22p. 2 foot rule, 5 and 11, 30p. 2 toilet rolls, 2 and 6 pence, 12p. Rice spray, 3 and 9 pence, 18p. Distemper brush, 8 shillings, 40p. A sickle, 9 and 6 pence, 48p. Paraffin lantern, 19 and 6 pence, 98p. 2 tiles, 7 pounds, 7 pence, sorry, pen, oh, I don't know, run down, messed up. 35p. Cycle bell, 2 shillings, 10p. Plain, £1, 15, £1, 75. Almost every home in Purton used paint from the shop and relied on Ted for almost all items for decorating the house. There was a great supply of wallpaper pattern books, which customers would come in, take home to consider, and then return to order from Ted. Vera also recalls another much sought-after item from the shop. A lot more villagers used to have allotments in those days. Of course, that was in the days when the present recreation ground was allotments. My father used to loan out a seed drill for them to use 3 pence a time. It was to borrow. Ted showed father facility by mending bicycles. The first years at the shop was at a time before mains water had come to the village. We used to use the well that is now in Belgetti's garden. Then when mains water came to the village in 1935, there was just a standpipe which supplied communal water to those around. We would all go to the tap with our bowls and buckets. That continued for some time before water was put into each house. Thus the shop served the village for nearly 40 years. Ted died in 1959 and Ruth decided to sell it 5 years later, in 1964. She moved to nearby 3 Walnut Tree Road. The shop was still doing well enough, but this was a time when more and more people were beginning to go to nearby towns to shop, when rural shops were closing on almost a daily basis. Harold Mawson, who still lives in the house next door but one to Ted and Ruth's old shop, remembers a Mr. Peter Davis taking over the shop, a tall fellow with a stout wife. Under its new owner, the shop continued for just 2 or 3 years. It was then converted to a private house where Patricia and John Simpson, now in Nigeria, lived. A photograph of Ruth, who lived to be 99, at the smart door of the shop with the shop window advertising Aspro and Singer's A1 light tobacco, remains a treasured part of Vera's memories.